This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
In your kit is a report of the National Trustees. I'm going to reintroduce them in a moment. We have an order of the day at 4 that I'm going to speak to that's not required, and I want the Constitution Committee to be ready as soon as we finish with the trustees. In your tables this morning is the report of our Constitution Committee for this convention. But before we get to them, I want to introduce Sisters Maria Wall, Mark Goodwin, and Ronelle Dagenet, our national trustees. And I would like one moment of your time to make a special mention of Sister Maria Wall, having served as a national trustee for the past two-year term. She replaced a Sister Faith Machette, who had retired. She is president of Local 825 in British Columbia, found time to serve as a national trustee, took her mandate very, very seriously, was very professional, very diligent in her duties, and has announced that she will not be reoffering at this convention. It's Sister Maria's term that is up. And on behalf, as they begin their report, on behalf of our national union and all delegates, Maria, I want to thank you for the dedication to the job of trustee. Thank you for a job well done, and wish you all the best, Sister. Your national trustees.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. I'm Maria Wall. It will be my pleasure to lead you through the first report on page 259 in the English version and 269 in the French. 61, excuse me. The National Trustees were elected at the 2007 National Convention in October. National Trustees' terms are staggered to allow for continuity in the positions. Without the benefit of an experienced trustee to lead us through the audit process, we faced a significant learning curve. We would like to thank all of our predecessors for leaving us such an excellent framework to follow. An orientation session was held for trustees on April 2, 2008, with the National President, the National Secretary Treasurer, and representatives from Deloitte and Touche. This session provided trustees with an overview of the audit process. The national officers walked us through the operations of CUPE. This session was very valuable for us. It allowed us to have our preliminary questions answered, thus saving us time in May. The 2007 audit was held at the new CUPE office beginning on May 12, 2008. Trustees spent the morning developing a work plan for the week. The following documents, the National Executive Committee and National Executive Board minutes, quarterly financial statements for the General Fund, the Strike Fund, and the Defense Fund, expense files, arrears files, investment policy, the actuarial evaluation report on non-pension post-retirement benefit expense, and the administration and the NEB governance policy manuals were all reviewed. Trustees also reviewed the audited statements prepared by Deloitte and Touche. At the time of the report, these statements had not yet been approved by the NEB. Trustees met with Phyllis Bouquet to discuss the process of collecting outstanding per capita and Carol Lefebvre in regards to vehicle leasing, fuel cost, and vehicle maintenance.
General fund, arrears, and per capita tax receivables. The general fund per capita tax arrears was $24 million as of December 31, 2007. The review of the arrears files showed a number of locals to be 12 months in arrears. Trustees reviewed the process for collecting outstanding per capita tax. The process is a cumbersome one. As many as 15 notices per local can be sent in a year. This takes considerable staff resources. Trustees reviewed the Constitution in regards to the Secretary Treasurer's ability to take more aggressive measures to collect outstanding per capita. The National Trustees recommend that the National Executive Board work with regional directors and servicing representatives to aggressively pursue the collecting of outstanding per capita. National Defense Fund. The National Defense Fund has assets totaling $6,506,795 and liabilities of $5,664,854 for a balance of $841,941 as of December 31st, 2007. Trustees reviewed the various entries made to the Defense Fund and found them to be in compliance with the National Defense Fund regulations. The National Strike Fund. The National Strike Fund has assets of $31,605,492 with liabilities of $638,730. CUPE provided strike benefits of $16,572,613. Strike averting campaigns of $484,708 and legal and arbitration fees of $131,577, totaling $17,188,898. For 2007, the fund revenue was $11,394,612, and the fund expenses were $17,188,898. The balance in the fund as of December 2007 is $30,966,762.
Traduction, s'il vous plaît. Les dépenses.
So the trustees are satisfied with the details that were provided in the expense report, and the trustees have found the policy regarding automobiles and have observed that when a monthly allowance is paid, there is no documentation regarding the number of kilometers traveled and the fuel purchased. The invoice directly to CUPE should be checked during the annual audit. CUPE has recently had recourse to only one supplier for cell phone services, and that measure should enable one to make savings. For the payments of credit card payment of hotels, the trustees, if possible, would like to see that personal expenses be invoiced separately. The national trustees require that all mileage be documented on a monthly basis. So the liabilities. Trustees commend the National Executive for addressing the issue of future employee benefits. The challenge of funding future group benefits is not unique to CUPE. Rising drug costs, government delisting of drugs, and an aging population are the major cost drivers in these plans. The trustees are pleased to see the separation of payment of retiree health benefits from pension contributions, as this change allows for more transparency for CUPE members. Trustees have significant concerns in regards to the growing liability of future benefits. Trustees believe that unfunded liability could impact the financial health of CUPE in the future. The National Trustees recommend that the National Executive Board continue to assess and develop new strategies to fund future employee benefits.
Congé annuel. Les syndics ont remarqué que les membres du personnel n'utilisent pas tous leurs droits au congé annuel. Lorsque les congés sont pris, ils sont payés au taux salarial courant établi dans les conventions collectives et non au taux salarial auquel ils ont été gagnés. Ce coût futur de congé annuel non utilisé.
Liabilities. The National Trustees recommend that the National Officers, in conjunction with the various staff unions, develop a policy so that vacation time is taken or paid at the rate it is earned. The Pension Plan. Trustees will be meeting with the Plan Actuary and the Plan Administrative Officer in September. Trustees will conduct a review in respect to QP's obligation to the plan members and report their findings to the convention in 2009. The Cost Share Campaign. Trustees reviewed the cost share campaign files and found all supporting documentation was included in the files and conformed to the regulations set out in the National Defense Fund. We would like to thank all the staff at QP National for making us feel welcome. Thanks to our interpreters, Richard Champion and Michael Carrier. Trustees extend a huge thank you to Monique Villar for her assistance before and during our week in Ottawa. We found the books in sound order.
Thank you, trustees. And I would ask you to proceed directly to your next report. We'll get both reports before convention and then we'll move to adopt. So the next report is January 1 to December 31, 2008. Trustees.
Thank you. The National Trustees began meeting on May the 11th, 2009 in Ottawa at QP's National Office. The trustees reviewed the following documents: the National Executive Committee and National Executive Board minutes, quarterly financial statements, the 2008 audited statements for the General Fund, the Strike Fund, and the Defense Fund, cost share files, expense files, arrear files, and the actuarial evaluation of post-retirement and post-employee benefits from January the 1st to December 31st, 2008. At the time of this report, QP's per capita revenue for 2008 was $159,477,197. This amount of revenue has made it necessary for QP to retain professionals with respect to a number of areas to ensure best practices are being adhered to with respect to the organization's revenue. With the growth of QP and the reliance on actuaries, auditors, and money managers to handle investment strategies, the trustees felt that a review of their role under the Constitution was necessary. While the duties of the trustees at the national level are significantly more complex than trustees at the local level, the national Constitution does not reflect this. Given this, it is imperative for QP trustees to receive the training they require to effectively fulfill their responsibilities.
Caisse générale, retard de paiement.
General fund arrears per capita receivables. The general fund had assets of $102,101,153. The per capita arrears as of December 31st, 2008, were $24,273,551. The area of arrears continues to be problematic, and we urge locals to pay their per capita in a timely fashion. National Defense Fund. The National Defense Fund had revenues totaling $7,265,880 and expenses of $7,382,765. Although the spending exceeded the revenues this year, the fund remains in good financial order with a year-end balance of $741,419. Trustees reviewed entries made to the Defense Fund and found them to be in compliance with the National Defense Fund regulations. National Strike Fund. The National Strike Fund had revenue of $12,032,694. QP provided strike benefits of $8,560,740 and strike averting campaigns of $466,063 and legal and arbitration fees of $216,122 for a total of $9,242,259 in expenses. The balance of the fund as December 2008 is $34,078,595.
Benefit liability. The trustees reviewed in detail the report completed by Buck Consultants in regards to the accrued benefit liability. The obligation as of December 31st, 2008 was just over $135 million. Brother Généreux has attempted to address this deficit by dedicating investment income directly to the debt. With the financial meltdown and the cost of providing extended health benefits projected to rise to over $258 million by 2016, it is clear that a more comprehensive plan is needed. The trustees feel that by understating the accrued benefit liability on the balance sheet, the members do not necessarily understand the magnitude of the problem. The trustees are of the opinion that if liabilities are allowed to continue to grow unchecked, the financial health of QP may be severely impacted in the future. The National Trustees recommend that the NEB develop a new strategy to fully fund the accrued benefit obligations by the year 2029.
Expenses. Expense files of the National Executive Board, the Executive Assistants, the QP National and Regional Directors staff. Trustees found the files to be in impeccable order. Approximately two-thirds of QP's cellular phones have been converted to a new singular phone plan. Where possible, the remaining phones will be converted over by 2010. When reviewing the automobile expenses, it was noted that the issue of mileage documentation brought forward in our 2007 report had not been addressed. When paying hotel bills by personal credit card, personal expenses should be paid separately at the time of checkout. This would streamline the reimbursement process. Vacations. Trustees met with Brother Jim Costacho in regards to the issue of staffing utilizing their vacation entitlement. A policy has been implemented effective January the 1st, 2009, which will require SCU staff to take a minimum 4 weeks vacation or be paid out. The amount of required vacation time to be taken each year will increase in increments of 1 week in future years. Trustees are pleased to see the implementation of this policy as it will help to reduce the unfunded liability for vacations.
Régime de retraite.
Pension plan. The National Trustees met in June of 2008 to review the QP pension plan. The plan actuary provided us with an overview of how the plan is funded, the status of the plan, and who owns the surplus. While the pension plan is not audited by the National Trustees, the contributions and investment income earned on designated investments are shown in the financial statements. Cost share campaigns. Trustees reviewed the cost share campaign files and found all supporting documentation was included in the files and was in compliance to the regulations set out in the National Defense Fund.
Excellent order. We commend Brother Généreux for his efforts in regards to the benefit obligations. We would like to thank our interpreter, Richard Champion, and his colleagues. And a huge thanks to Sister Monique Ballard, for her assistance and her ever-present smile. And on a personal note, I would like to thank my brothers Mark and Ronald for the last 2 years, and the NEB, and brothers Paul Moist and brother Claude Généreux for their support in helping us to do our role as trustee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maria. There's two trustees' reports, and Maria, I'll ask you to move those reports.
Move our reports.
Can I have a second? Yes, Brother Ronell, seconds. We have two reports before you. The motion is to adopt the report of the trustees. Speaker at mic four. Brother, mic four.
Sanderson, Local 1521, Social Services, Ontario. In the general fund arrears per capita, in the year ending December 31st, 2007, there is a significant recommendation that the executive board work with regional directors and servicing representatives to aggressively pursue collecting the outstanding per capita, which is $24 million at that time. And And we then go on to hear the same urging of this to deal with this problematic issue. And of course, we have spoken about our financial capacities, and we have considerably moved forward with regards to our capability of undertaking the activities that we have to do for all of our members from coast to coast to coast. But we also talked about the fact that we all have to pull together here. We've got to be rowing in the same direction. And $24 million is a significant amount of money. And beyond indicating that it's problematic, I would like to sort of have some kind of a discussion or hear from somebody on what is to transpire at this particular point so that we can deal with that issue. I know a lot of the locals here, I presume most of them, or if not all of them, are paying their share of the cost for the activities that we all have to undertake. And I just don't feel that it's fair to just have this thing come up and say it's a problem, it'll continue to be a problem. And I would just also like to make a friendly suggestion to the very good work and difficult work that this is, that perhaps rather than just reading these reports, we do a PowerPoint, because we do have the reports, we can read them ourselves, and I thank you very much for the work, but it's just a way of saving time. It's not an attack or a derogatory comment with regards to the work that's done, but just a more efficacious way of using the time for these important reports. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for the suggestion. And once we hear from these questioners, I will deal with the question of our constitutional mechanisms and arrears. It's not really a fair one for the trustees. Mike 5, and then I'll take the other questioners and we'll keep moving. Mike 5.
Colin Pawson, Delta Schools, 1091. A question for the auditors. I was looking in the Secretary Treasurer's report, and I'm just curious, what's the selection process for auditors? Is this something that goes out for request for proposal, or is this something that the trustees do the selection or make recommendations? And I guess my other question is, are the trustees involved in the selection process of the auditors?
The quick answer to that, I believe, is no, and Claude will answer what the process is. It's the treasurer recommending to the National Executive Board. But there'll be a more fuller answer. If you have a supplementary, go ahead and raise it now.
Just thank you, brother. I always do. So that would be that the answer is no, the trustees are not involved at all. I just want to make sure if there's any involvement of the trustees, and I'll let Claude answer it afterwards. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin. Moving along to Mike 6.
Roseanne Carter, 908 from New Brunswick. I'm really concerned about something I read in here in regards to CSU employees' vacation time. I have to let my reps know. I'm really disappointed in this because you know something? My reps would walk the line for me over this benefit. There is no bloody way they wouldn't back us up if somebody tried to pay us out our vacation time because I didn't have replacement for my vacation time. I'm really disappointed that this wasn't brought forward to somebody else because you know something, this is a benefit we would fight for and they'd back us up. And I would back my reps up any day. I'm really proud of you guys and I'm thankful I've got you.
Thank you, sister. Mike number one.
Denis Garnier, SFP 1281.
Denis Garnier, QP 1214. I have the same question regarding the trustees' recommendation in the 2007 report regarding, funding back. There had already been a suggestion in an earlier trustees' report, but another point, and that is regarding the 2007 suggestion on mileage and expense claims. In 2008, it was just a minor point, reminding us that nothing has been done. What were the explanations given? Did you have to get back to people on that? Has anything unfolded in the meantime?
On your recommendation regarding mileage.
Concerning the mileage, in 2007, we made the observation that QP would have to check whether the gas cards really fit with the mileage over the year. You had to see if the two balanced. Now, after having talked to Ms. Lefebvre, who's in charge of the QP fleet, we observed that it would become an endless, impossible task to validate that. So the way things are done now is monitored to some extent. So our awareness was raised in that in regard to the whole issue. We were concerned, but then when we did our analysis, we were able to see that everything was in order.
Questioner at mic 5, brother.
Shabbat. Amir Al-Sharbaji, QP Local 4512. These questions kind of go into the Secretary Treasury report and the trustees. Do we do anything to ensure that the investments we make are consistent with QP's goals? We invest in fair trade companies or companies that respect union rights. Does anybody in the trustees do like a staffing audit to ensure that the people who are working at QP, we're meeting our needs with the staff there? And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. With respect, I think those are good questions, more appropriate for brother Claude. And there was another question for Claude. This happens sometimes with trustees' reports. I'll ask brother Claude to come forward, and then we'll vote on the trustees' reports.
All right. Arrears. Here's one thing, personally, I think we should change in the Constitution. It's confusing. It takes into account the current month. So we're October, first week of October. Under our Constitution, October is due. All of us owe QP National October. Yet you're sitting here. You may not have a full ad, may not have had yet a full pay in, or just got your paycheck, or during convention you'll get a paycheck. Rent formula is not applied yet. You didn't have the money back from the employer. You see where I'm going with this? There's somewhat of an artificial number to this, and it offends us, as the brother that raised this was offended. But the true fact of the matter is it's about between $1 and $4 million in true arrears that we do experience. We have arrears under our Constitution. We're all in arrears. And usually when we talk with one another about the arrears, what we mean is the arrears where there's an interest that is accrued because someone is delinquent past 2 months. And that is a way smaller number. When I was elected in 2002, $10 million worth of these arrears, that's what we were experiencing, 2 months and more and having to pay interest. Today, with 25% more members, it's gone down from $10 million to $1 or $2 million. So I thank you. It's improved. Is it perfect? No, but it's improved. But I'm getting too long. I'll leave it at that for the arrears. Auditors. I believe a question came about the auditors. Again, when I was elected, I realized we had the same auditors for the last 27 years. There was no process to review. We did that, and the NEB has a policy to review every 5 years. So it could be someone else. The trustees could be included. I find it's actually a very good suggestion. Didn't think about this. That's why I guess we have conventions. We improve on our ways of doing our business, to put it in these words. But that's how we're doing it. And we have reviewed the new auditors we selected early in the millennium. After 5 years, we decided to keep them. The vacation, I have to say, this is a recommendation. And the NEB has talked about this, and the NEB wishes the National Executive Board, we would wish to see our staff take their time. It's not really the money that counts here. It's time. Vacation is time. And we're having a policy so that they should be taking a minimum block of time in the normal part of the year where it's summer and you want to enjoy vacation. And you could have vacations some other time as well. But that's, we are focusing on taking time, enjoying life, enjoying your vacation, and balancing your life, personal with work. Finally, fifth question, this the investment. We do have a policy that we use with the pension plan. We came up with a policy jointly. Our staff unions do have a stake in the pension plan. It is jointly trusted, so we manage it together. And in order to be prudent, we came, on the pension plan side, we came up with a policy jointly, assumed that we should build the Canadian economy. So we do not invest, name me in a country, we do not invest there. We invest in companies that invest in Canada. and we think this is the best way to preach and practice what we preach. The standards about the companies, well, we all have employers. We know that there's no companies that is perfect. But that's what guides us. That's where we invest. We've used this policy with our general fund and the other funds we have. So I thought it was not fair to leave the trustees out there, and I should explain this because they are NAB policy that they examine when they come and pass a judgment. Thanks.
Thank you, Claude. The motion before the convention is to adopt the reports of the National Trustees as presented. There are no more speakers. All those in favor, please signify. Down hands. Those opposed, carried and so ordered, and our sincere thanks to our three National Trustees. Thank you, Trustees.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.